Hello, this is the Teach Computing Podcast. A bit of like a postscript to the Teach Computing Podcast. So, my name is Alan O'Donoghue. I'm a teacher of computing at Our Lady's Catholic High School in Preston. And for a long time, in fact, for 260 or more episodes, we had a podcast going out regularly every week, or say I, with some of my friends and computing cronies, you might call them. So, I've not actually recorded any episodes of the podcast for a while, and I was just reflecting on this. So I'm sat in traffic, mulling things over, and I think I need to record a postscript. So this is the postscript. So what I'm planning to do is just explain a little bit about how the podcast started, what happened, and the state of where the podcast is at the moment, and pondering the future of the podcast. So back in September 2011 was when I first started teaching GCSE computing, and there was a bit of a prelude up to that where I was fumbling around, wondering whether I was actually going to teach computing, trying to figure out what computing is. Is it different from computer science? And I didn't have a computer science background. So I was on a journey to try and discover myself and discover for myself if computing was the kind of thing that we could introduce. And you know, I can reflect back and think over the last few years, well, yes, we have. And it feels like it was the right choice to make at the time. About a year later, we had a GCSE class and another GCSE class. So it was about a year later, September 2012, where I decided to change the podcast, which I'd been recording kind of sporadically. It was more like I would interview somebody, I'd be at a conference, I'd share thoughts and interviews with people. It then became a regular weekly feature where every Friday I would record an episode, and sometimes there would be regular guests on there. And we'd actually talk about what we'd been teaching in computing that week. And I think that the idea was it was to help other people along on their journey. And I think that podcast in that vein, it still may have some use to people, because it's like, right, starting to teach computing, what are you going to do this week, the next week, and so on. So that was like a weekly digest. Now, a couple of things happened then on that journey. So it actually went through to the end. So over the 2 years I was teaching that particular class, they started in year 10, then they did their exams in the summer. That regular podcast happened. Now, a couple of other things that happened was the app that I'd been using, so I'm using it at the moment, is called Audioboo. I started to notice that there was some reliability issues, partly moving over from iPhone platform to an Android platform. That caused some problems in terms of compatibility. So I would record some that I thought were fantastic episodes, like not really me talking, but the interviews, the things that people revealed and shared. And then when I went to upload the podcast that I'd recorded, the interview, I would just absolutely, completely lose everything that had been recorded. And I was really disappointed with that. So another thing at the same time was, I was trying to share resources and links to things in the podcast, and I didn't really feel this worked very well in an audio format. And I experimented a couple of times with a video style format. And then at the same time, I was developing these online webinars that teachers would subscribe to, and they could take part in the webinar. And they seemed to be quite useful, because I was able to demonstrate use of the resources, because we had the bonus of video then, and also links to content online at the same time. Because generally, when you're watching an online video, you're sat somewhere at a desk where you can then click on links and pause the video, whereas with the audio format, the same thing didn't quite happen. Now, since then, I've done quite a lot of work over a couple of months to get some different partners to part with some money to invest it into a program that's now called Jam Packed. And you may have heard or seen me tweeting about this or writing about it, which is Jam Packed is a project that's got two aims. The first aim is to try and help raise the quality of teaching of computing in the UK. See, I think computing really could be quite a dry and dull subject. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to share interesting ways and little snippets from my teaching that you can make computing the teaching of it and the learning of it a little bit more exciting and engaging. So that's one of the main objectives of Jam-Packed. And then the second objective, as well as supporting teachers, is to provide children with opportunities to access and experience the likes that are not normally available to them where they live. It may be that they live in some coastal or rural area where they don't have Raspberry Jams and Hack the Future and those kind of things. So Jam-Packed has got four main activities. Three of them are face-to-face activities that happen in a school on a Friday or a Saturday. So today I'm talking to you on a Thursday, and tomorrow I'm going to be at a school in Eccles in Manchester, which is the kind of area where you don't really get a lot of Raspberry Jams and coder dojos and code clubs. All these fantastic things that are happening in cities are not happening in Eccles. So tomorrow when I go there with my group of friends and colleagues, we're trying to act as a catalyst to sort of say, well, look, these things can happen here, but, you know, and here's the kind of things. So it's giving people like a flavour or a taste. And that's during the day. That's Hack the Future. In the evening, we'll have a family hack jam. And that's really exactly what it is. It's families come together. We hack and we jam and we build and we experience. But we learn together. And I love the fact that there's families, adults learning with children at the same time. And then on the Saturday in Eccles, we'll have a Raspberry Jam. So that's from 10:30 till 3:30. And we'll have lessons and workshops and talks and people just coming along to meet up with other people. So they're the main three activities. But in addition to that, there is another thing which I'm calling the Teach Computing Free Online Webinars. So again, they are free. They're online and they're webinars, and there's going to be 28 of these over an 18-month period. So to date, I've recorded 6 of these, and these are live online webinars. And I make available about 100 tickets for each of these. And what I've found is about 25 teachers register to take part in the online version, and typically about 20, 18 or so of those then actually take part in the webinar. But there's an additional 70, 80 people, teachers, who sign up, but they know that they can't actually take part in the live session. But they want to watch a recording of that. So this has really like replaced what I was doing with the podcast. So in the podcast each week, I was saying, hey, look at what I'm doing with my class. I've done this. I tried a particular activity. That didn't work so well, but this one is. And, you know, try this one. Well, now that's what happens in the webinar. Now, there's no cost for these webinars. There is a little bit of a cost, but that's being funded by somebody else. So anybody who's teaching or thinking about teaching is completely free and welcome to join in the webinars or watch the recordings afterwards. If you want to watch the recording, what I've done is I'm making people have to register for that. The reason why is if you register, you'll then get an email which contains all the details about either how you can take part or how you can like avoid taking part, but like where you can find all the resources. I just thought that was the easiest way to get the information out to people rather than put it on a web page and have to keep changing the web page all the time. So that's how that happens. Now, that means really that there aren't going to be the regular Teach Computing podcasts that there had been, at least not in the foreseeable future. But there will still be, I think, audio booths just like this one that will go live online, and you can download them from iTunes or whatever. But I think they're mainly just going to be like thoughts in the future, or, you know, like these spontaneous pop-up interviews that I have with people. So I'll still do some of those. I mean, if you haven't subscribed to this in iTunes, there's still every reason to do so, because little nuggets will come along from time to time. But if you've enjoyed the podcast in the past, then please go over and try the webinar, the video one. They are an hour long, which seems like a long time to be watching the video. But the advantage of the video compared to the audio is I'm trying to catalogue and archive these webinars so that you can skip forward to the thing in the video that's the most relevant to you, and then the videos go on YouTube. So that's pretty much it from me now. So if you can look online, if you type in Teach Computing, that's all one word, and if you put a hashtag in front of it, so like hash Teach Computing, you should be able to find a link or some resource or reference online where you can sign up for them. They're on Eventbrite. But the other way you can get to them is, and I'm giving you like a little bit of a clue here or an inside information. If you go to tinyurl.com/teachcomputingwebinar, that's all one word with no spaces in between, then that'll take you to a Google document, which is all the details you need to know. And it'll actually have in there all the videos. So go over there and take a look and see what you can find. So you've been listening to me, Alan O'Donoghue, Techno Teacher on Twitter, that's T-E-K-N-O Teacher, and I've been talking to you about I'm reversing into a parking space, the Teach Computing webinars, which are free online, and you can find them at tinyurl.com/teachcomputingwebinar. I don't think I'm going to fit into this parking space, I'm going to have to go somewhere else. That's of course, assuming that this podcast is going to work and go online and everything. Bye!